Shalom, brethren. Today is Friday, the 1st of April, 2022. And on the Hebrew month, it's Adabet, 29th day of Adabet, the 13th month. So today is the final day of this month. And tonight we will celebrate Rosh Kodesh and Rosh Hashanah, as well as Shabbat. So Friday, every Friday is preparation day for the Sabbath. This is the day, a day that the Lord Yahweh set apart for us to be making arrangements for the Sabbath by putting the house in order, cleaning, cooking the food we need to eat on the Sabbath day, and getting our clothes ready, washing clothes, any shopping, last minute shopping you need to do. So this is the day to get it done. I mean, we're supposed to do it throughout the week. And then on Friday, we just do the final touches like cooking, so that we don't have to do any cooking on the Sabbath. Because the Sabbath is a day of rest. The word itself, Sabbath, means day of rest. It's also a day to worship and focus on our relationship with the Maker. Is the one day set apart every week to, you know, take focus off everything else and just focus on the Maker. And it's also a family day. You know, it's a day for family to spend time together. So preparation day for the Lord's Sabbath is mentioned in Exodus 16:5. It's also mentioned in John 19:14 and Luke 23:54. And various other scriptures that we may not have listed. So it's good to honor this day every week by putting things in order for the Sabbath, so that we can focus more on resting and worshiping the Maker, Yah Shaddai, on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name. Now, this week's Sabbath is called Zaria. So normally it's Zaria Metzora. And it's about childbirth and skin diseases or skin disorders like leprosy. But it's been broken into two because this is a leap year. So this week is just called Zaria. The next week it will be called Metzora. And we're reading Leviticus chapter 12, verse 1 to 13, verse 29. And from the prophets, I've forgotten the Hebrew word now. It's Ezekiel 45, 16 to 46, 18. And then from the Brit Hadasha, which is the New Testament, we're reading Luke chapter 2, verse 22 to 33. Luke 2, 22 to 33 is all about the birth of Yahushua. Basically, what happened after Miriam gave birth to Yahushua. She spent 40 days unclean. So she stayed at home during those 40 days. Of course, the naming ceremony was done sometime in Jerusalem on the 8th day after the birth of Yahushua HaMashiach, and then the circumcision as well, the Brit Milah, was done on the 8th day, and then the other days after that, leading up to 40 altogether, she had to be at home waiting for her purification season to come to an end, after which she went to the temple to have him dedicated to the Lord. And Simeon was the priest, or the high priest at the time, because Zechariah had just been killed. Simeon took over. He was a very old man, but the Lord had promised him that before he dies, he has to see the Messiah and hold him with his hands. So that's what happens here. And Mary fulfills the law of the Most High God, Mary and Joseph, by taking turtle doves and a pigeon, or turtle doves only, for the dedication ceremony, which is a sign that they didn't have a lot of money. They were quite poor. Otherwise, they would have taken a lamb and two turtle doves. So That's what Luke chapter 2 is all about, just to point us to the fact that the law has not been done away with. It's still very much valid within reason, though. It doesn't mean that we have to present a lamb and two turtle doves every time we give birth. It just means that we should honor the day of dedication. So the 40th day of birth for a boy and the 80th day or after birth for the girl. This has been set up from the beginning of time. It started with Adam. It's been passed down the generations. So Adam had two sets of twins. When you have twins who are a boy and a girl, so like Adam, when you don't dedicate or name them on the same day, what happens is on the 8th day of birth, you name and circumcise the boy. Then you wait another 8 days to name the girl. That's what Adam did. And then in terms of dedication, on the 40th day, you dedicate the boy. Then you wait another 40 days, which mark for 80 days, and dedicate the girl to God. So that's how it works. A lot of people do this thing, but they just do the naming of the girls on the 8th day and the dedication of the girls on the 40th day. But that's not how it's supposed to be. Because the way God created us women is we came into existence after quite a long time of Adam existing. So if I'm not mistaken, ladies were created 7 years after Adam's, Adam, Eve was created 7 years after Adam's existence and given to him in the 8th year. So we are to dedicate the girls on the 80th day of birth and name them on the 16th day of birth. And this is all very well written in Leviticus chapter 12, that the lady remains unclean for 80 days when she gives birth to a girl, and she remains unclean for 40 days when she gives birth to a boy. They're trying to tell you in Luke chapter 2 that if this was done for Yahushua HaMashiach, it is to be done for everyone else, because we are meant to follow in his footsteps. So, ladies, the issue of purification, having your menstrual periods, we are meant to separate ourselves every time our periods come up. For 7 days, every month for 7 days, we're supposed to set ourselves apart in honor of our periods, in honor of our period of purification. And then after that, we're supposed to say some prayers, giving thanks to the Lord for the purification season that he created for us to experience every month. And then we do the same when we give birth to our babies. Now, this is just an introduction letting us know about this week's Shabbat, since today is preparation day. This preparation day also happens to be the same day as what they call, let me not say that for now. This is the first day of April, so the opening day for the Roman Gregorian calendar month called April. It has been named Fool's Day over time, and as I've learned today, it has been named Fool's Day since the 1950s, and this name started in France. Now, brethren, I encourage you not to be calling anybody April Fool going forward. After listening to this audio, I encourage you to stop calling people April Fool. Don't call yourself April Fool either, because that is a word or a phrase that the enemy has created in as a mockery to the calendar of the Most High God. You see, there are some things you cannot question unless you're reading the Bible from a Hebrew perspective. For years, we always freely and comfortably say April Fool, April Fool's Day. But once you begin to read the Bible from the Creator's perspective, which is Hebrew perspective, you learn to start asking questions a lot more. So I was led to ask this morning, why would this day called Fool's Day, what is the whole point behind it? And I learned that it's all to do with mocking the calendar of the Most High God. As we learned last week, once again, the calendar of the Lord begins in April. So in Genesis, it began in September, October time of the year, which is the Hebrew month called Tishri. But the Lord changed this in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, by making the seventh month the first month of the year, and the first month of the year to become the seventh month, thereby making March, April, the beginning of the year, every year on his calendar. Why it is April this year is because everything is being pushed forward by the leap year. Otherwise, it would normally be sometime in March that this day comes about, the New Year's Day. Either way, it's okay to celebrate April 1st. I mean, it was set up that New Year's Day is celebrated on April 1st. So it's good to honor this day. But sometimes on the calendar of the Most High God, the New Year falls sometime within the month of March, towards the end of March. So today may be April Fool's Day for some people, but for us that are holiness, heavenly standard holiness, children of Yah, we do not accept that today is Fool's Day, because we refuse to make a mockery of the calendar of the Most High God. Basically what happened was, when the enemy decided to break away from the calendar of Israel through the Romans, they created their own calendar and started naming it after various popes. So the calendar has gone through modifications over time, but when they first created it, it was tallying up with the Israeli calendar. So the new year began in April, just as the Lord set it up. But as time went on, they altered the calendar and made the new year to begin in the month of January, because they want, you know, evil to prosper. They made January to become the first month of the year. You know, as we have discovered, when you look very well, you'll see that the seasons during which the new year is are not cold seasons where the snow is falling. They want, the evil people want the calendar to begin during those seasons where people are feeling lazy in the house, so, you know, enjoying Christmas more than just relax, so they can be taken unawares with all the witchcraft and incantations and spells that are done behind the scenes. But the Lord wants our new year to speak of deliverance from Egypt, from bondage, from Satan. And that's why he transferred our New Year's Day to Nisan. That's not to say that the New Year's Day in the September, October time is not important. As we learned last week, it is extremely important to observe. But also, this new year is extremely important. Some people say, why two new years in one year? Well, if you look very well, even on the Roman Gregorian calendar, we have various new years of our lives, which are not necessarily on the set new year for the whole world. For example, every marriage anniversary marks a new year. Every birthday marks a New Year's Day of some kind. So In the same way, the Lord has created more than one New Year's Day on His calendar. Now, this New Year's Day on His calendar is tomorrow, which begins tonight. So tonight is the New Moon Festival, which is also called Fast Fruits Festival. The day on which Yahushua HaMashiach resurrected is called Fast Fruits and not Easter. But also every month we have a Fast Fruits Festival. Hallelujah. So this is the day on which we're supposed to give our first fruits to the Most High God. That's the tithe. So a tenth of our income we give to the Lord on this day as a thanksgiving to the Lord. We read the Hallel. So Psalm 113 to 118. And then I think also Psalm 136, I need to check, maybe 134 to 136. And yeah, it's a day that if you have a place where they honor these days, it's good to attend the church service and, you know, pray together, pray into the new month. Now, according to the Roman Gregorian calendar, at midnight tonight, this night that has just finished, a new year began. And they say that from that midnight until midday every year on 1st April is Fool's Day, because when the calendar was changed some years back, many years ago, should I say, in the 1950s or 40s, when the calendar was changed, some countries were a bit slow to take on the new calendar. So, for example, France was observing the Julian calendar. So before the Gregorian calendar came into play, there was the Julian calendar and many other calendars. The Julian calendar honors this day, 1st April, as the first day of the year. And France was observing this for some time until they made fun of them. And then they switched to the Gregorian calendar, which speaks of which makes January the first month of the year. So whenever France was observing their New Year's Day as April, they would call them fools. That's why I said it's not good to be calling each other fools on April Fool's Day and cracking jokes. The enemy knows how to cover up lies, you know, by saying, oh, it's just a day when you crack jokes and you make fun of other people, and if they fail to get the jokes, you call them fools. No, that is not what April Fool's Day is about. April Fool's Day is all about the calendar of the Most High God. They call people fools based on the fact that they have rejected the January New Year's Day. And they are opting or preferring to stick to the 1st April New Year's Day. So that is what April Fool's Day is all about, brethren. We have to be very careful when we are doing things in this world. We constantly have to ask the Lord to give us revelations regarding what is going on. And there's a scripture in Matthew that tells us to be careful of not calling people fools, because that attracts the wrath of God. The word fool in Hebrew is racha. And the Lord says that people who call others fools are likely to end up in hellfire. So we really need to be careful. The enemy really knows how he's playing on people's minds. Why this day has to end at midday? I mean, why Fool's Day has to end at midday? I'm not sure, but they believe that by midday, everybody should know that it is not the New Year's Day, that the New Year's Day is January. But it's not January, it's around March, April time every year. The way the Lord does His things is all about, He designs His things His own way. But what I'm trying to say here now is that His new year begins in the springtime, the time of the barley harvest, the Aviv crop. Hallelujah. And this new year, as Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2 says, is a new year whereby is a new year whereby there's an attachment to deliverance. So Yahushua, Yah's salvation. Let's read Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. I'm reading from the World English Bible. It says, Yahweh spoke to Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mizraim, Egypt, saying, this month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too little for a lamb, then he and his neighbor next to his house shall take one according to the number of the souls, according to what everyone can eat. You shall make your own, your count for the lamb. So, and then he continues to give instructions about what the lamb must look like. So, no defect, must be a male, and he must be 1 year old. And this is related to Yahushua HaMashiach. And he says you can take it from the sheep or goats and keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at evening. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the door, two doorposts, on the lintel, on the houses in which they shall eat it. And then they shall eat it in that night, roasted with fire and unleavened bread. And they shall eat it with bitter herbs. So he says, do not eat it raw, nor boil at all with water, but roasted with fire, with its head, its legs, and its inner parts. You shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, but that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And this is how you shall eat it. So, and then it gives them the instruction of how to dress up. And it's interesting how he tells them to ensure they have a belt. But it's not a belt, it's a sash. A sash around their waist. So a linen sash, shoes on their feet, and a staff in their hand. And it's interesting that he's also telling them to eat it in haste. I don't know, it's interesting that out of the whole armor of Yahushua, there's a major focus of the belt, the shoes, and the staff. It would be nice to dig deep into those three things. Hallelujah. So that's verse 11. Let me check how many minutes I've got left. Okay, so in terms of, yeah, Exodus chapter 12 tells us clearly that this New Year's Day is related to our deliverance from bondage. And this bondage that we celebrate deliverance from is the one to do with Egypt, and also the one to do with the spiritual one to do with Satan, because of the sin that came into the world through the first man, Adam. Now, I'm going to stop very shortly, but I just wanted to highlight the issue of the 10th day of the month of Nisan, which begins tomorrow. That is a Shabbat Haggadol. It doesn't matter which day it falls on. It's a Shabbat Haggadol. To make life easier as time goes on, they have decided to make the Shabbat that precedes the Passover to be the Shabbat Haggadol. So Sabbath, the great Sabbath, it's a high Sabbath. And the reason for that is that, it's the day that the Lamb is chosen, and it's the day that the Yahushua HaMashiach sat on the donkey and walked through Jerusalem, and the children of Israel were hailing him, you know, while laying palm branches on the floor. The Roman Catholic Church stole this day, Shabbat Haggadol, that precedes Pesach, and renamed it Palm Sunday. It wasn't a Sunday, so we should never be restricted to celebrating it on a Sunday, except if it falls on a Sunday. Sunday is the set-apart day of Satan for worship, so it's not a day to be honored as a weekly Sabbath in any way. Okay, I'm going to stop here, brethren. Remain blessed. Shalom.